Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
Thank you for all those joining us today for Holy Mass, those listening on the radio or online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And today, once again, my name is Father Mark Malezva. Very happy to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend Mass in person. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish, and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. And today, the Church celebrates the memorial of St. John Nepomucene, priest and martyr, who is not on the general calendar, but whose feast day is today, and which we'll be remembering in a particular way. This is the one who is not deserted by God on the day of struggle, and now wears a crown of victory for faithfulness to the Lord's commands. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd, leading us into everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who are pleased to give light to your church by adoring Blessed John Nepomucene with the victory of martyrdom, graciously grant that as he imitated the Lord's passion, so we may, by following in his footsteps, be worthy to attain eternal joys. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The crowd in Philippi joined in the attack on Paul and Silas, and the magistrates had them stripped and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After inflicting many blows on them, they threw them into prison and instructed the jailer to guard them securely. When he received these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and secured their feet to a stake. About midnight, while Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God as the prisoners listened, there was suddenly such a severe earthquake that the foundations of the jail shook, all the doors flew open, and the chains of all were pulled loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted out in a loud voice, "Do no harm to yourself. We are all here." He asked for a light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your household will be saved." So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in his house. He took them in at that hour of the night and bathed their wounds. Then he and all his family were baptized at once. He brought them up into his house and provided a meal, and with his household rejoiced at having come to faith in God. The word of the Lord. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. Because of your kindness and your truth, you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I will send to you the Spirit of truth, says the Lord. He will guide you to all truth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. I grew up about 20 minutes east of Green Bay around the town of Luxembourg, but we grew up out in the country. And every now and then on Sundays, we go to a particular church for Mass, a particular parish. It was a little bit further, but it was a 7:30 a.m. Mass. And of course, as a young kid, that was my favorite time to go to Mass on a Sunday. It was 7:30 in the morning, right? But we would get up, and that's when we would go to this tiny little church. It was made out of wood, kind of the white siding, kind of the very picturesque, kind of an older church with a steeple and the whole bit. It was old because if you needed to use the restroom, that was a separate facility. Outside, it was just an outhouse, essentially. So that's all that was really there in this little intersection. Then, of course, there was a bar across the street because it's Wisconsin. So, but anyway, that's what was there. But we'd go to church, and like I said, my dad would come, and then we'd park on the other side of the road so we could leave and be pointed in the right direction. But this little church, there's two things in particular that I remember from it. The first is that because it was a small church, it was only used once on Sundays. They didn't keep a tabernacle there. They didn't keep the Blessed Sacrament. So what happened is if you were coming to church and you wanted to receive communion, there was the hosts were in the back of church in a little tongs, and you put the hosts on the paten if you were receiving that day, so that they had an accurate number, so you wouldn't have to have leftover hosts. Of course, as a little kid, that was kind of a fun thing to do. We got to do it for our folks because we were too young to receive at the time. But we thought that was the coolest thing in the world, kind of taking the tongs, putting the host. We might have put a few more on than as we probably should have, but that was just as a kid thing. That's what we did. The only other thing I remember from that church is a stained glass window. It was one, I didn't know it at the time, but it was one of this man dressed in armor with this big sword, more of a spear, killing this lizard type thing. It was a stained glass window of St. George, which I didn't know at the time, but it was a rather descriptive one. As a kid, you see this, essentially this knight like slaying this beast thing. It was kind of cool, but I kind of remember that. Not that I wasn't paying attention during church, but of course, sometimes your mind would wander. The reason I bring up these memories from this little church is because it was named for the saint that we celebrate today, St. John Nepomucene. There's some parishes around the area that carry that name. There's probably some nationally as well, but he was a priest and a martyr. So he was a diocesan priest. He grew up in modern-day Czech Republic. It would have been during the Kingdom of Bohemia at the time. And a very learned man, a very bright man, decided to become a priest, felt the call from God. But recognizing the skills that were there, he was elevated then to the court of the king, King Wenceslaus IV. Not good King Wenceslaus, he was Wenceslaus I. This was down the line. And this one wasn't so good. Because he was married, he had his wife, and St. John Nepomucene was the confessor to the queen. So the queen would go to him for confession. Now, King Wenceslaus IV didn't trust his wife for whatever reason, and so he came to St. John one day, Father John at the time, and wanted to know the sins of his wife. Now, for us that are Catholics, we know priests don't do that. You can't do that. There's this thing called the seal of confession, that whatever is revealed in that stays in that. They can never talk about, they're not even supposed to mention if someone came to them for confession. And so he asked, but of course, St. John would not divulge what his wife had confessed. Well, the king was rather adamant to discover what she had said, so he then offered him, you know, temptations of the world, riches, luxury, wealth, all these things, but still he didn't bite on that. Then it took torture. He had him tortured to have him reveal, but he held strong. He never revealed the sins or anything that came from those conversations. It was held in the seal of confession. And so after that, he was taken to the Charles Bridge, which is in modern-day Prague. It's still there. He was thrown off the bridge into the Vltava River, in which he was martyred. They found his body later on. There were stars emanating from his body, particular five stars around his head. So if you go to the Charles Bridge in Prague today, there's a statue there commemorating that spot. It's got the five stars around his head. Like I said, I celebrate because I think it's a very powerful story. Obviously, for myself as a priest, to recognize the importance of confession, why that is such a sacred sacrament. Because, of course, a priest could tell and divulge, who would ever want to go to confession? Nobody ever would. And the thing is like once the Lord has forgiven those, we're not called to remember those. And it really is a grace. Our bishop here in town, Bishop David Ricken, talks about that. It really is a grace. It's like I think to myself, I have enough sins of my own to worry about. I don't have to sit around remembering everybody else's sins. It is a grace we don't remember. But his steadfastness to recognize the truth that, no, we don't do that. That's not what the church has asked for. To really to know, as we heard, going back to the question that we heard in our first reading today, sirs, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe in the Lord Jesus. And I would add unto, and believe in his church. What a gift to have our faith. What a gift to have the Catholic Church. Not just some church of rules and regulations, but a church founded on Jesus. And all these things that we have to point us closer to him, to keep us on the road, to help us to be saved. And once again, what a great gift confession is. I know it's not always the easiest thing to go to confession, to admit where we sin, but it's there that we're healed. We're forgiven. In a sense, it's a preparation to be saved as we have our sins washed away. But like I said, I'm just very much edified by his example, his steadfastness. And as every martyr, holding true, being faithful totally to what Jesus has asked, what the church has asked as well. And so I think as we continue with this Holy Mass, we ask for that same strength. We ask for that same perseverance. Because we know it's not easy to live a life of faith. It's easy to fall into the temptations of the world, to live for the world. But we recognize, like him, holding true, even when it's hard, it bears great fruit because it bears holiness. And through holiness comes salvation, comes redemption, comes heaven. That's our destiny. That's the wealth that waits for us. And we ask for the grace to hold true, to remain faithful, to always stay close to Christ and his church. Confident that our Heavenly Father hears all that we ask of him, we present to him this day our prayers and our needs. For Pope Francis and his leadership of the Church, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord. For the Church, that during this month of Mary, we will all seek to deepen our devotion to Our Lady, who is Mother to all, we pray to the Lord. For our government leaders, that their efforts will preserve and protect our God-given freedoms, especially the right to life and religious liberty, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For spouses and parents, that they will be continually blessed and renewed in giving of themselves to each other and their families, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Fred Fryhammer, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. Gracious God, look kindly upon these prayers presented to you this day, as we hold up St. John Nepomucene as a model of fidelity and steadfastness to the faith. We ask for the same virtues. We ask that you look kindly upon these, our prayers, and grant them, if they be in accord with your most holy will. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you. fruit of the earth and work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive, we pray, O Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation and praise, which we offer to your majesty in commemoration of the blessed martyr John Nepomucene, that it may lead us to obtain pardon and confirm us in perpetual thanksgiving. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, for the blood of your blessed martyr John, poured out like Christ to glorify your name, shows forth your marvelous works, by which in our weakness you perfect your power, and on the feeble bestow strength to bear you witness, through Christ our Lord. And so with the powers of heaven we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. John Nepomucene, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you, and your compassionate and merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Hallelujah. At this time, we'll make the act of spiritual communion. All those listening or watching, as we pray together, I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Amen. Thank you. Let us pray. We have received your heavenly gifts, rejoicing at this feast day, O Lord. Grant, we pray, that we, who in this divine banquet proclaim the death of your Son, may merit to be partakers with the holy martyrs in his resurrection and his glory, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join again tomorrow at noon central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of soul. Amen. And we continue to offer our prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival happening in our country as we offer this prayer. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, and reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.